First of all, tell me your name and where we are.
Ashraf Taha, we are in Ismailia Road in Egypt, Cairo.
And tell me about this feedlot here. How many animals would you normally have maximum?
Maximum, the feedlot is about 450, 500. Mm-hmm. It depends on the weight of the animal. We can get small animals, so the yard can take more.
And right now there's not many, so you must have just sold
because
a bunch.
We have Eid, you know, the Eid as a feast. So we be Eid, يعني إيه.
Bayram.
Okay. There is Bayram. It's the our season to Dubai, to sold, to sold. Then we every year we have this time to maintain the feedlot.
So where will you restock? Where will you buy new cows?
From where? Yeah. From where I buy? From every place, from the villages, from the farmer, mm-hmm. from the traders, from everything. I go by myself to buy from the market.
Okay, and tell me about the type of feed that you give these animals here.
60. Okay. Corn. Mm-hmm. Wheat, DDGS, wheat bran,
soya
bean, mm-hmm. cotton seed oil, cotton seed, and DDGS, and silage, mm-hmm. and gluten feed.
How long have you been doing this?
It's about 10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
Mm. So I assume you're familiar with the U.S. Grains Council.
Yes, familiar with
them. How have they been helpful for you?
I went to the States from a month ago in a conference for the DGS and the sorghum, and we saw that very. Yes, I got the certificate.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing us out and letting us see
welcome,
your farm.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you.